Well, hello there, wonderful podcast listeners. Thanks for tuning in to my next podcast. It's been a while since I have sent you guys one, and I'm feeling like I should do these more often. Today, I wanted to talk to you about decluttering. Many of you right now are stuck at home due to the COVID virus. You are trying to tackle some projects in your house. I'm so excited and encouraged about that. So I wanted to give you some extra tips on decluttering, and what I'm actually going to do is give you some questions to ask yourself when decluttering. So these are some of the questions that I ask my clients when we are in a session together. So what happens is they'll pick something up and say, oh, I don't know if I should keep this. And so my job is not to tell them, you need to get rid of it, or you should absolutely keep it. That is not for me to answer. So what I do is I ask them some questions to help them decide if they want to or need to keep it any longer. So I actually typed up a list of 19 questions, which is actually kind of comical to me because I cannot think of a 20th question, which would make this list well-rounded. So I have 19 questions. I'm not going to read them all to you. That would probably be a little bit overwhelming. I'm going to read you a few. Now, if you'd like to get the complete list, I can certainly email it to you. So you can send me your email address and say, hey, I want that list you're talking about. And I will gladly send it over to you. And hopefully it would help you as you move through your home and you're decluttering. So let's jump into some of these questions. The first one I have on the list is, when was the last time I used this item? That is really important to ask, but it's not necessarily a complete question because you could imply, oh, if I haven't used it for a while, then I need to get rid of it. However, if it's something that you don't use very often anyway, but is handy to have, that may not be a complete conclusion to come to. So, when was the last time I used this item? Good question to ask. But also, how often are you going to use it? Like your Christmas decor, for example, you use it once a year. If your rule was, oh, if I haven't used it in 3 months, I'm getting rid of it, well, that wouldn't apply there. So that's when we're going to ask some more questions, right? Like, how long have I owned it? And how many times have I used it since I've owned it? Another great question is, if I got rid of it, how much would it cost to replace it? And another question as a follow-up, is it replaceable? Most things are, but we know that some things are literally just sentimental. It would not be able to be replaced. And that is another question on the list. Does it have any sentimental value to it? What value does it have, maybe financially? Like, can you sell it? Is it going to make you some money? Are you going to miss it if it's gone? So there's, as you can see, so many questions that you can ask yourself as you're looking at your stuff. And that's why I made this list, because it's kind of hard in the moment to think about all of that logically. And having a list of questions is super helpful because you may get to one and you're like, oh, like for example, number 14, am I keeping this out of obligation? Maybe you weren't considering that before, but now when you think about it, you're like, actually, I'm only keeping this because my mother-in-law gave it to me 8 years ago. And if she ever comes over, I want to be able to have it in case she asks where it is. I'm giving that as a real life example because that's how some people react to their stuff. And so it's important to think about why you're keeping something and if it's actually serving a purpose for you. I wish I could remember the quote verbatim. I will actually try to find it because I keep referencing it, and it would be nice if I didn't have to paraphrase, but basically, this quote was about how when you receive a gift, the actual gift in itself is the moment that the person gives it to you, as well as the thought behind it. So, you know, people say things like, it's the thought that counts. Well, it literally is true. The fact that somebody thought to give you a gift is the gift in itself. They wanted to express their care or their love for you and give you something. Now, if you're holding on to this item, but you're not using it and you don't like it or you don't need it, and it's just taking up space in your home, it's no longer a gift to you. It's just something you're keeping. So I like to challenge not only my clients, but myself to think about that. Why am I keeping this item? Does it have a purpose? Can I let it go? And I can tend to be a ruthless declutterer. It doesn't take me too much to get rid of something. And I will tell you that there have been probably at least a dozen times that I've gotten rid of something and then later been like, oh, why did I get rid of that? But what I like to tell people is it's a momentary feeling. It's like, oh, I got rid of that yellow shirt. Man, that was pretty cute. I wonder if it would still look good on me. Well, it's gone. Not a big deal. So that's the thing. People tend to keep things because they feel like they're going to miss them. But most often, you won't miss it. And even if you do, it's only for just a moment. So you don't want to get rid of things carelessly, but you also don't want to keep things just because. So again, if you would like to declutter your space, whatever space it is, and you need some additional help, I would love to send you this list of questions to ask yourself when decluttering, and hopefully it would help you make some of those decisions that can seem really hard. So my email is grace2organize@gmail.com. So you can email me and let me know that you'd like to have that list, or contact me any other way that you have, my cell phone number or through Facebook, and let me know that you'd like that list. I'm happy to share it with you. That's all I have for today, guys. Thanks for listening to my podcast. And as always, I'm cheering you on with grace. Bye for now.